USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Optimistic, a deal is coming. That's what White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is saying about a potential coronavirus stimulus bill. He tells Fox Business that he's hoping the administration can come to an agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the next 48 hours.
The negotiations have entered a new phase, which is more on the technical side of trying to get the language right if we can agree upon the numbers. We're still apart, still a number of issues to work on, but the last 24 hours have moved the ball down the field.
The optimism from the White House comes even as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging them not to make a deal with House Democrats before the election. McConnell believes the deal could interfere with the confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett, which is currently scheduled for next Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The makers of OxyContin will plead guilty to federal charges related to the opioid crisis. Drug maker Purdue Pharma has agreed to plead guilty to federal felony charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and violating anti-kickback laws. The company's plea deal will be part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen says the settlement will provide resources to continue to fight opioid addiction.
So today's announcement involves one of the most important participants in the supply chain of prescription opioids at the manufacturer level, and a resolution which, if approved by the court, will redress past wrongs and will also provide extraordinary new resources for the treatment and care of those affected by opioids addiction.
Parts of Minnesota are setting records as the snow has started to fly earlier than ever. Some Minneapolis suburbs saw up to 9 inches of the white stuff on Tuesday, with several more inches possible on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While former Vice President Joe Biden is leading in several recent polls in the presidential race, could there be a missing element to those numbers? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some details.
The polling aggregator on the website Real Clear Politics shows the margin in polls led by Joe Biden in the blue font and the ones led by Donald Trump in the red. For a while, the battleground states have tended to be uniformly blue, except for polls conducted by the Trafalgar Group. Robert Cahaley is with the Trafalgar Group.
What we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the hidden Trump vote. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone. If you're not compensating for this, if you're not trying to give them a poll that they can participate in with a lower threshold that would make them feel more comfortable that it's anonymous, you're not going to get honest answers.
And the country can thank Mookie Betts again for scoring them a free taco. The Dodgers right fielder stole a base in the fifth inning of last night's Game 1 of the World Series, winning a free taco for everyone in Taco Bell's Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion. Betts also won the country a taco during the 2018 World Series as a member of the Boston Red Sox. You can swipe your free snack on October 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.